Before I end this chapter, I would like to introduce you to one more creature in our woods, an organism that is mindless, in the truest sense of the word. Sometimes you can find it on rotting wood, where it forms a small, bumpy, yellow mat. It's a fungus. Hold on a moment. Isn't this a book about animals? Well, in the case of this fungus, science is not exactly sure which category it belongs to. It's difficult enough with normal fungi, which form a third kingdom of living things in between animals and plants, because they cannot be clearly assigned to either category. Like animals, fungi subsist on organic substances from other living beings. In addition, their cell walls are made of chitin, like the exoskeletons of insects, and the slime mold that creates that yellow mat on dead wood can even move. At night, like gelatinous jellyfish, these organisms are capable of slithering out of the glass lab containers where they are temporarily confined. Today, science is moving them out of the realm of fungi and edging them a step closer to animals. Welcome to this book. Researchers find some kinds of slime molds so interesting that they regularly observe them in the laboratory. Ficerum polycephalum, with its somewhat awkward Latin name, is just such a customer. And it loves rolled oats. Basically, the creature is one giant cell with countless nuclei. What researchers are now doing is placing these slimy, unicellular organisms in a maze with two exits and putting food at one of the exits as a reward. The slime mold spreads out into the maze and after 100 hours or more, finds the exit with the oats. Not bad, really.